BMW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken. Happy Friday. W4DJW.
Dave, how are you doing this morning?
Better this time this morning than this time yesterday morning. Got up an hour earlier. The dogs got me up. That's my excuse. How you doing this morning?
Well, yeah, the dog usually never gets me up on a work day. She usually waits till a Saturday and then makes sure that I get up.
I'll be glad when mine get to that stage. They're 7 months old right now, so their bladders can't hold a whole lot.
That. Yeah, mine, she does pretty good. Sometimes she lets me sleep till 6. Usually it's about 5.
Get up right in my face, and they stare at me like, it's time to get up, time to get up. It's worth it, though.
Mine puts her feet up on the edge of the bed, and then when you look over and she's kind of backlit by the clock, looks like that baby Yoda looking at you.
They have a way to tug at your heartstrings. Anyway, you got plans for the weekend?
Not any plans and that. We went out to eat last night over at the El Matador. And then Susan's got to do a double today, so she's not getting off till like 8:30. So, but no real plans, I don't think.
El Matador, is that somewhere in Greer?
We're in Taylor's on Wade Hampton, just past the Walmart on the same side. You ain't never eaten there?
You usually order it and go pick it up instead of going. But there's like that Mexican place on Wade Hampton, on the south side of Wade Hampton. That's I'm trying to think of what it's near. It's down. It's on the Greenville side of CVS at Super Road. That's a pretty good place.
Oh no, it's right there at St. Mark's Road.
Well, that one, too. That one's pretty good. No, and it's not Mexican. It's, I guess it's Italian. Mythos.
I used to work there years ago when the original owners had it.
And there is a Mexican place on the other side going toward Greer. That's pretty good. That's the one I was thinking about. Mythos. So there's like three of them that will go out. We did Chili's a few times, but they were good in the beginning, but they're not so good anymore.
And El Matador, it's South Carolina's oldest Mexican restaurant since like 1968. It's a little stone looking house right there before you get to that Country Boys on Wade Hampton.
Yeah, I know that area pretty good. That's near Watson Road, I think. I grew up in and around that area, so I know that area pretty good. And I probably know it if I saw it. Is there not an AutoZone, but another car? There's another, what is it? Advanced Auto is not too far from there.
Too far down. It's, you know where the old Winn-Dixie warehouse used to be? It's right before that.
Yeah, I used to work at that warehouse. I had to wear a coat to work in the summertime. I know that warehouse well.
Yeah, I knew when you said you grew up in that area, you would be familiar with it. Not many people are.
Across the street from there and down toward Greenville a little bit used to be Toys, Guns, and Yo-Yos. TGNY, you remember that?
That, I don't think. I didn't get over to that part too awful much when I was younger.
That's where East Lee Road splits off of Wade Hampton and goes down toward Eastside High School.
Now, that Mexican restaurant's only open 5 days a week from 4 till close. Or, yeah, I think it's 4 or 5 till close, man. If you ain't there by 5:30, you'll be on a wait.
Oh, wow. You got to plan ahead for that, huh?
They're about 5, and that you can usually walk right in. The owner's really nice. I mean, for us, it's like the best Mexican in town.
Where do you get a fajita?
I get fajita. Usually it's either a number 19 or the second number 3, or actually number 4.
That's what I get at the Mexican place in Greer, and it's pretty good. It takes about 6 plates to bring it out to you, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, they got the best chili relleno. Susan really loves them. They're about the size of a a baseball dish covered up with cheese and deep fried. Got the hamburger meat inside of it and the chili pepper in there. It's pretty good.
Okay, I'm getting hungry now. I wasn't hungry. I was drinking my coffee, now I'm getting hungry.
Another cup when I get to work. Man, I'm sitting here at the Greer Walmart with the light turned red, did it? You just sit here for forever.
And nobody moving. I hate that the most. You're just sitting there and nobody going anywhere. You ever think about it? I knew a German guy that said, there's no reason to sit there like that when nobody's around and he just run the red light.
Yeah, they got a new school down here. I think it's called Tiger River Elementary or something. And they got a red light there. And, yeah, you'll get stopped in the morning at it. There's definitely nobody there at 5:30.
That's kind of like that one at Super Road in Wade Hampton. That's the longest. I don't know why. It just seems like that's the longest wait for a red light. That one and the one down there at Memorial Drive Extension. It's like if you get caught by one of those, you're going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
Good morning, Andrew. Morning, Andrew.
Good and happy Friday.
Yeah. Every day's a Friday when you're retired.
Gotta get those Fridays in.
You got plans for the weekend, Andrew?
Plan I have is to hopefully sleep in, I don't know, 7, 7:30. Just no alarm clock. That's the big thing. Just no alarm clock.
No flying this weekend?
If I can sneak over to the airfield.
I haven't looked at the weather yet. Is it supposed to be warm and no wind tomorrow? That's a bummer. That means no flying.
Fingers crossed they got the S word in for Tuesday night. Whenever I was looking at the weather, I was seeing some Thursday, so maybe we got a chance between Tuesday and Thursday.
You looking for snow?
Hey, Thursday.
You looking for snow, Andrew?
No, I mean, I'd love it. I wish we'd get a foot. I mean, I don't care how long it hangs out, just as long as we get to go sledding for a little bit and just enjoy it. And then it can go away. I'm okay with that. Just want one more good one before it warms up real good. Yeah, me and Andrew keep praying for it, but Patrick keeps hogging it.
My wife wants that too. I showed her a picture of that on my social media last night, and it looked really, really nice snow. You know, the deep snow, but not blizzard snow.
And he keeps getting it. We want it, can't get it at all. Until you push your shopping cart out through the parking lot in the snow.
So I guess Patrick doesn't get up this early on his day off.
Can't sleep and he gets up. Occasionally on Friday, but yeah, it's not very often.
Does he still go down to Michelin Track on Fridays once in a while? Once a month or something like that?
Yeah. 27 on my weather station. Expected to see some black ice this morning, but I see the roads all dry. Myself.
I didn't realize it was 30 degrees this morning. It didn't feel that cold when I took the dogs out at 4:20.
Realizing how cool it is this morning. Like I said, I'm getting ready for warm weather. You know, we've had those couple days, and that's starting to, you know, like, okay, yeah, this is good. But I just want that one last snow before it gets all nice and warm. And after that, I'll be good to go. Taking Valentine's Day off because 85 does not look as busy as normal.
Well, I got to step away for a minute, go downstairs and make my wife's coffee. She's got to get up early and go in this morning. So I'll be back in a little bit. W4DJW. I was saying I got to step away and go make my wife's coffee. She's got to get up early and go into work early this morning. So I'll be back in a little bit. W4DJW.
The gasoline prices are everywhere. It's $2.99 there in Greer, and in Taylor's it's $2.62. Yeah, it's definitely all over the place. We went somewhere to pick Shane up recently. It was down towards Pauline. It was $2.59 down there, and it was $2.99 up near my house. And then yesterday on the way home, it was $2.79 at the Sphinx here in Greer.
And by the time I got home, I think it's 289 up my way. It's just, such a swing between the different stations around here.
Every time you see it go low, you need to get some, whether you need it or not.
I got, so today I'm driving the truck. Yesterday, the wife lets me drive the X5 because she wasn't going anywhere. And I try to keep the miles off the truck, right? And I get in the car, and it's only got 50 miles. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I got to stop and get fuel today to go to work. I told her she set me up just so I could stop and buy her some gas.
Sounds like, for sure.
I told her when she handed me the truck keys this morning, I said, you set me up. You knew I had to get you fuel, and then you take the car away the next day and tell me you got somewhere to go.
Could have made it, you know, it just would have said you had 0 miles left when you got home. That'd have been funny. KN4 TFW.
I was very tempted, but you know how 85 gets. You jump on it and it'll be stopped, and I didn't want to take a chance. So I ended up getting her some fuel yesterday on my way home. I just wasn't willing to risk it on 85.
Evening, we were coming back from Taylor's from going out to eat. It's like, man, Wade Hampton was a joke. Took 5 or 6 red lights to get from the Texas Roadhouse to that red light.
Neighborhoods that keep popping up around here is, you know, the roads, most of the time, we're not made for, you know?
Definitely isn't.
In spring now, I mean, the red light's been there forever. And now they've got some neat townhomes and apartments and new neighborhoods going up. I mean, if you head down towards the Walmart or something, I hate going. I mean, it's just too much traffic waiting through red lights. It's just ridiculous.
I know on the way home, you know, that Lyman right there where 292 comes in and 129 and 29, and that light was terrible. But now they redid the intersection and they retimed the light, so it's not near as bad.
Long way if they do that. I know Bowling Springs, you've seen the little things where they record the traffic amounts and all that. So I don't know. Maybe they're going to do something soon. I hope, but I just try to avoid it as best as possible.
You put one of those traffic counters on the road to work, and I don't know why, because it don't have near as much traffic on it now that the bridge is out. It used to be a good cut-through road. Article, it looks like the bridge won't be fixed or replaced until maybe summer of 26.
Website you can go on, maybe on the DOT's website, or it's the Spartanburg County website. I don't remember which one it was, but you can actually, you know, zoom in on an interactive map and look at a project, and it'll give you the timeline on when it should be done. Like there was one not too far from the house, but we had drove over to drop Shane off at a friend's or something, and we had to go way around, so I was looking at it on that project. It got done a little bit earlier than expected, but it gave, like, March 2025, something like that, and they ended up finishing it, I think, a month early.
Going to have one lane each way of I-40 open, they're saying, by 1st of March.
I don't know what they're going to do with that. That whole project's going to be a mess before long. I mean, that's going to be a lot of work to get that done. KO4, see ya.
BFW, yes, it will be, but man, that going around all that is... There's no good way.
You know, we've been going Tennessee, upper North Carolina areas for most of our summer camps for Boy Scouts. Well, this year we decided to go towards Georgia. So we've got a camp that's in the kind of the mountain area of Georgia. And that was to avoid the whole I-40 thing. That way we didn't have to worry about it.
And on Honey Island?
As far as a camping trip, I got to figure out when we want to go. You know, the boys were talking about wanting to go deep sea fishing or whatnot, and I've been trying to get some help to find Because I wouldn't take them deep sea fishing, but I would like to take them either inshore fishing or something. But to rent a big enough boat, that way we can do it at one time and not have, I mean, it'd be expensive to have to do several different charters just to get the boys out on the water.
Yeah.
One of those companies that, you know, it's kind of like a big pontoon. They take you out and let you fish for a little bit. I think they would enjoy that, even though they might not find something that's big, but you never know. I mean, at the end of the day. Into the parking lot, so I'm probably going to lose a repeater. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You be safe this morning. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll holler at you Monday morning. KO4 CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, you have an awesome day and an awesome weekend, and we'll catch you on Monday. KN4 GFW.